Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Rick Maurer is our guest. RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R, is how you spell his last name. And you can find his books there and all the things he does. Rick's an 11-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the genius of Honda, the corporation Honda, over the last 60-plus years, how they've sustained the profitable success by having certain basic elements that they believe in. They believe that if you're in charge of a product, you should be a project. You should be there. You should know all the aspects of it from alpha to omega. They believe that that the R&D needs to stay with the project all the way through. They also believe in strong disagreement is encouraged. I want to before we get to that last one, Rick. I was saying that. We were talking about what happened in the United States with a lot of the companies. Between the unions and arrogant management and Wall Street, those companies really had the hat trick in terms of degrees of difficulty. Unions were not reasonable. Management had agreed to 20th century promises that came due in the 21st century reality, and that didn't work. And then the other thing is Wall Street. You know, I wonder how Mr. Honda would have handled the Wall Street analysts back 40, 50 years ago when they told him that he needed to do certain things in 90 days or they were going to downgrade his stock. I mean, you think Mr. Honda managed his business on a 90-day basis?
I doubt very much.
I don't think
that
he did. Yeah. But you know, you and I both know that corporations today, publicly traded corporations, are jerked around by the analysts every 9 days, aren't they?
Well, they are. Yeah, and that's a pretty long-standing thing. By the way, we don't need to get into this, but you and I, we were talking about it on the break. We really have different views of the union and that relationship between management. So,
well,
I think
and we should, but I don't give the management a pass either. But I just think that a large part of what happened was what happened with American companies was what the relationship between unions and management that they weren't able to work out. So I want to get back to this encouraging strong disagreement.
Yes,
one of the things Mr. Honda did was you couldn't just argue, right? You had to have your cornflakes together.
Well, you did, but he apparently, I mean, just personally, he really believed that the best way to get other points of view out was to argue. Now, I would think that there are other ways to do that, but the key to that...
I like him already.
But the key to that is he wanted to hear different points of view. So I think whether you get that through argument or however you get it, that he really took it seriously. And apparently, that's even though he's been dead for a long time, that's still part of the Honda culture.
I was going to ask you about that. Have they been able to sustain these three pivotal elements?
I think they have. And on the argument one, the answer seems to be yes. And, boy, I got to tell you, I mean, argument is the last thing my clients want in organizations.
Is that right?
For good reason, because sometimes it can just be arguments that don't get you anywhere. Somebody complaining about a parking space they got in 1952,
right.
And they go, oh, that's hairy again. But Honda had a real purpose for that, and so he wanted, and the healthy thing about that, it gives people the chance to speak up and know that nobody's going to be going, oh, there's Jim for you again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and I really like that. I found that surprising and really refreshing.
Well, why do you think American companies don't like the disagreement?
I think we've created pretty arrogant kinds of systems.
We love our paradigms, Rick. We found a way to be successful. We've fallen in love not only with what we do, we've fallen in love with how we do it, and anything you say is an argument against that.
Yep, I'll give you a simple example. I have a personal trainer for some physical things going on, and he's changing locations, and he said, I'd never want to work for one of the big health clubs. He said, a friend who worked for one of them, I won't name them, he said, and they were told, the trainers were told, never talk to management. When senior management comes, do not speak with them. We do not want you talking to them. Well, you know, these are relatively small organizations,
right.
But there's that kind of thing of, man, the higher you go, the less they want to hear the truth.
And that's the opposite of what caused Honda to be successful for 65
exactly.
years.
That's
hey,
exactly right.
Hey, Rick, thanks for bringing this story to us. And good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, I promise. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.